Okay. All right, today's daf is Nun Zayin, a little more, another blot of dreams. It's funny, they talk about, to us we don't understand what it is, but the Gemara takes so much time discussing it, it clearly has some sort of major ramifications that.
We don't know
what this means. Haroa Pinchas Pinchas in dream. I'm not sure how you know what Pinchas looks like, but maybe there's a nameplate on it, or maybe you see it written. Haroa Pinchas Bechalom. Pelanasilo, that means that a nace is going to happen to him, just like it happened to Pinchas when he kills Zimri, a nace is going to happen to him. Haroa Pil Bachalom, if you see an elephant in a dream, Pilaos Nasilo, many wonderful miracles are going to happen to him. Pilim, if you see many elephants, then Pileplos, even more and more Pilim are going to happen to him. So how is that possible? Here you see that the elephant is good. If you've seen a dream, elephant is good. But Tanya, we learned in a brisa that kol mine chayis yofim l'cholom, all types of animals seen in a dream are good, chutz min apilim in a kof, except if you see the elephant or the monkey. So you see the elephant is not good in the dream. So lo kasha, that's not a question. Hadu misarek, hadu lo misarek. We say that you've seen an elephant in the dream, that means miracles will happen to you. That's if, I guess, it has a saddle. But the lomasari. But if it's not good, if it doesn't have a saddle. Listen, they used to ride elephants. That's how they used to do it. They never said monkey was good. So the kasha is only on the elephant. Okay, haroa. If you see the word huna b'chalom, nes nasilo, because of the letter nun, I guess. If you see the word chanina, or yochanan, nisim nasilo. You have many miracles of the double nuns. Haroa hesped b'chalom. If you see the word hesped in a dream, min hashamayim chasu alav upidau. That means in the heavens they have had rachim on you and they have redeemed him. Because I guess they bring down the word hesped is, you break it up, is chasped, which is chasu padau. Okay, v'hani mila b'ksava. That's only if you see it written, not if you see somebody, I guess, whose name is hesped, or no. All this is if it's written. But not if you see the actual a person whose name is Yochanan or Chanina. It's only if these words are written in the dream. Okay. Ha'ones, someone who responds in his dream, Yeheshmei Rab Mavarach, Muftach Lo Shehu Bein Olam Haba. So it's promised to him that he is now a member of the world to come. The old Me'omayah is two words, worlds, this world and next world. Ha'korek Kriyashma, someone who reads Kriyashma in his dream, Ro'i Shetishra Alav Shechina. He was worthy that the Shechina would rest upon him. El she'ein dor zaka lekach, so that his generation is not worthy, and that's why it's not happening. Hamaniach tefillin b'cholom. If someone puts on tefillin in a dream, yitzapel legadula. He should wait that pretty soon he's going to be raised to a certain stage of hierarchy. He'll be a great person. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Baruch kol amei arts k'shem Hashem nikra. And then it ends with Yeru Mimekah. Same possible we learn a thing in Dav Yud, that the goyim are scared of the tefillin shel rosh. But Tanya, we also have so that means it's going to be Yeru Mimekah. People are going to be afraid of you. You're going to rise to a level of greatness. But Tanya, we learn in a brayser. Lazar Godel Omer Eil Tefillin shel rosh. This is talking about the tefillin shel rosh. Hamis Palel Bachalom. Someone who's davening in a dream. Simin Yafin Lo. That is a good sign for him. That's a good sign for him. But that's if he did not finish his tefillah in the dream. He's still dreaming when he's still davening when he wakes up. Made that because that's a siman. Rashi says that he's samuch etzel l'kodesh baruch hu, that he's close to God. Now here's a bunch of them that are just odd. I mean, beyond odd. Haba al imo b'cholam. Someone apparently has relations with his mother in a dream. That's a good thing. Yitzach b'labina. He should wait that he's going to acquire bina. Shneamar ki im labina tikra, and they play the im, change the im to aim. Aim is bina. I guess whatever bina is, you're gonna get it. Haba al naara murasa, someone who has relations with an engaged naara in his dream. Yitzape le Torah, he should wait for the fact that he's going to have a lot of Torah, because the naara murasa is compared to Torah. Shneamar Torah tivlan Moshe morashak le Yaakov after pri morasa ela mi'orasa, that we are engaged to Torah. So Alvechik has in his Hesper, I think he gave for the Grizz. He asks, why are we only Me'uras to the Torah? We don't have Nisuin to the Torah. We have Eirsin, we have Nisuin. So he says, no, that there's different stages, right? Eirsin is the first stage, Nisuin is an even further stage. Nisuin is like when you can bring your wife a coat without her even asking. You know her so completely, you know her thoughts in advance. He goes, that's only for Yechid Neskula. That, he says, was the Grizz, his uncle. Most people are only on the level of Eirsin when it comes to Torah, so we have to do That's a little drush, but that's in his hesped for the Gris. Haba alachoso b'cholom. Someone who has relations with his sister in a dream. Yitzapin l'chachma. He should await that wisdom will come to him. Shneamar emor l'chachma achosiat. Chachma is concerned the sister. Haba l'ishes is b'cholom. If someone has relations with a married woman in his dream, so he commits adultery in his dream, he's muftach lo shu ben olam haba. He's promised to be a ben olam haba. Behind him, all these things is below yada. That means below yada. It seems to be that he doesn't know who they are. How does he not know who his mother is? I don't know. But you know, a sister. Yeah, mother. You don't know, but sister. I guess it could be a sister from another mother or something like that.
Wait. He doesn't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Archibald says what?
Archibald says it's the same thing. It's the same principle.
If
you thought about during the day.
Well, that's something else. Also, if you thought about during the day, because that has nothing to do with it, because it actually says it's a lo hiraba because we said at the beginning when we started this that dreams sometimes come about by what you thought about during the day. So that's clearly not going to be a good simon. That's only having that dream because of that thought. But what does it mean, the lo yada? He said anything about that? The lo yada. Right? I don't know. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Haroa chitim b'chalom. Someone who sees wheat in his dream. Ra'a shalom. He's going to see peace. Shemar. Right? We say this every day. Shabbat Yerushalayim is Hashem. Aliyah Haikhaik Zion. Hashem Gvulech Shalom. Chelev chitim yasbiyeh. So somehow this chitim is in the same pasuk as shalom. Okay. Haroa sa'orim b'chalom. Someone sees barley in his dream. Saru avonosav. His sins are going to be wiped away. Shemar. Sar avonecha v'chataschot tichupar. I don't know where Siorim are in this. Maybe the play in words of Sar and Sar with the Samach and the sin. I don't know there's no mention of Siorim in this pasuk. I don't know. Maybe Sar over Necha sounds like Seora.
Yes,
That's what it is. Sar, even though it's even one's a sin and one's a Samach, yes. They're playing on the sounds. Okay. Here's interesting. I'm Rabbi Zera. Analo Salki mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael. I did not make Aliyah from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Ad the Chazay Saari b'Chalma. Until I saw barley in my dream, because then I knew that my sins were taken away. Rabbi Zera, remember previous in the Masechta, he wanted to go to Aliyah, but his Rebbe told him he's not allowed to go. But this is very difficult. Number one, okay, if you hold that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, then what, you have to wait for, go do... Go. Why not? Who's able to go? And what other mitzvah do you ever hear of? Like, you know what, if I have a dream that I had barley in my dream, I'll take lulav and esrog tomorrow.
Travel, so you say
you
didn't
want to
travel
in Sakana. Yeah, that was the Chaim Cohen says that, but no one holds like that. He's rejected by everybody on the spot. I mean, your whole essence of a Jew is to do mitzvahs, you know.
To live in a desert.
Yeah, but Rabbi Yochanan.
The day, there was a
desert. No, they had plenty of Amoraim when they started with Talmud Yerushalmi. There were plenty of Amoraim in Yisrael. It's interesting. I mean, it's not. They all asked the question. Like, what other mitzvah do you ever hear of them? Like, if I have the dream that I have barley, then I'll be Makabi my mother and father tomorrow. You have a mitzvah. Maybe you don't have a mitzvah. Maybe that's a different story. Okay, maybe that's the answer.
It's probably
there. Right. All right. Haroeh Gefen to Una Bachalom. You see a vine laden with grapes in a dream. Ein Ishtoma Pelas Nefalim. Your wife will not have any, I guess, stillborns or miscarriages. Shneamar Ishtechak Gefen Poriya. That's talking about a Yerei Hashem who walks into the ways of Hashem. One of the things that he's zochet to that his wife will be like a Gefen that has a lot of peros. All right. So Reka. This is a long vine, I think. You see a sorek in your dream, yitzapel Mashiach. You should be waiting for Mashiach. Shneamar, osri legefen irov the sorek b'ni asono. So we all know the Mashiach comes when we all start having this dream of the long vine of grapes. Haroet te'ena b'chalom. You see a date, right in your dream. Toraso mishtameres b'kirba. That means your Torah is going to be watched or guarded inside you. Shneamar, notzer te'ena. Well, notzer is a lashon of shmira. Yochal Piria. So Notzer is Shamar, and so therefore you have Shmira by Te'ena. If you have Sita'ena in your dream, it means your Torah is going to be watched. Arova rimonim b'chalom. If you see pomegranates in your dream, zutrei, if they are small, that's a simon that parei iskei kerimona. That I guess your business is going to be successful, like a is going to grow like the payros of a rimon. Ravrei, if they are big rimonim, ravei iskei kerimona. And that's what the difference is here, that you're going to increase your business. Palge, if you see half of a rimon, im tamei chacham ho, if he's a tamei chacham, yitzap the Torah. He should be waiting that he's going to learn a lot. Shneamar ashkech miyayin harekach ma'asis rimoni. This is where Am Yisrael is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Isha says, right, ashkech miyayin harekach ma'asis rimoni. Yayin rekach is yayin that's mixed up with spices. And asisi rimonim is sweet wine made from pomegranates, and they're compared to Torah, and somehow that what it means.
Roman went over yesterday with he had pomegranates, one of the things, and he didn't really work to do more.
I guess not. The im amaretz who? I don't know. If he's an amaretz, he's up with the mitzvos. He should wait for the fact that he's going to have a lot of mitzvos. Shneamar kefelech harimon rakaseich. My rakaseich. What does rakaseich mean? Afilu rekanu shevach milei mitzvos. Even those who are filled, even those who are empty, and they're filled with mitzvos. So the pomegranate, they're filled with mitzvos. Harozeisim mechalim. Someone seems olives in their dream. Zutra, if they are small, pari v'rav v'kayiske. His business is going to expand like olives. Bahani mili peri. That's only if you see the fruit, the actual olives. Well, ilani, if you see the olive trees, then having la bani meruba. That means that you're going to have a lot of sons. Shenemar banecha kishisile zisim. Your sons are like the branches of Zesim. Ikid Amri, some say, or Zayis Mechalom, if you see Alice in the dream. Shem Tov Yotilo, a good name will go out from him. Shenemar, Zayis or Anan Yefei Pri, Toar, Karoshem Shemech. Aro Hashem and Zayis Mechalom, if you see olive oil in your dream, Yitzapilim or Torah, you should wait for the light of the Torah. Shenemar, Bichu Alech Hashem and Zayis Zach, and the Pesach ends, Chasis La Maor. That's an important part. Aro et Tamar Mechalom, you see dates in your dream. Tamu Avanosav, that means your sins are gone. Shenemar tam ovonech bas tzion. And tam, I guess we're playing the word of tam, but tamarim, you know, tov mem. All right. Amar Rav Yosef, haroa eiz bachalom. Because you see a goat in your dream. Shana misbarech aslo. You're going to have a good year. You see a blessed year. Ezim, if you see many, many sheep in your dream. Shanim misbarech aslo. You're going to have many good years. Shenemar v'dei chalev ezim lelach mecha. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. That the pasuk is talking about the usher, right? He said, he's talking about the rich guy. He says, you know, don't be lazy. Sometimes the chalev, the milk of the ayes is going to be food for you. Since then, ayes can be used for food. If you see many, if you see it in your dream, that means for parnasa. Haroa hadas b'chalom in yon diyoma. You see hadas, one hadas in your dream. Nechasav matlichim lo. That is going to be, I mean, the nechasim are going to be successful. It's because the hadas is meshulash, so that means there's a lot. It's bountiful. The im ain lo nechasim, but if he doesn't have any nechasim at the time, yerusha nafels l'makam acher. That means someone he knows is going to die, and he's going to get a big yerusha. Amar ula, the amilav masdi. Some ula said, and some said he learned in the brisa. Vehu dechazim b'chaniyahu. That's only if he sees the hadasim in their place when they're mechubal karka. But if they're separate from the karka, then that's the dream does not mean this. Haroa esrog b'cholam. Someone sees an esrog in the dream. Hador hu lefnei kona. That means he's considered important in front of his creator, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneamar priyei hadar kapos tamarim. Haroa lulav b'cholam. If someone sees a lulav in his dream, ein lo el lev echad las aviv shemayim. That means he is one in his heart to do the mitzvahs of aviv shemayim. He's echad lev echad b'peh, because I guess the lulav is straight. It's one. Haroa avaz b'cholam. That means geese. You see a goose in your dream. Yitzapa, and it's a goose or a duck. It's a duck or a goose. What? Goose. Haro avaz b'chalom yitzapa lechachma. He should await chachma. Shneamar chachmos b'chutz tarona. Tarona means make a lot of noise, to sing. It's like a goose makes a lot of noise when you know, it does. It's noise. B'habaleh, someone who's ba on the goose, have a Rosh Hashiva. End up being the Rosh Hashiva. Amar Rav Ashi said, Anir Yisra v'asilah, I had a good dream where I saw a goose and I was ba'al it, was salkis l'gadul, and I became the Rosh Hashiva. Haroet tarnagol b'chalom. Sees a tarnagol. Probably a rooster. Right? Yitzapel ben zocha. That means he's going to have a male offspring. Tarnagolim, Yisapel Abam Zecharim. If he sees many, he's going to have many male children. Tarnagolas, if he sees a female chicken, Yitzapel Tarbitzana, he's going to have a good garden. Vigila, and he's also going to have happiness. He's not going to have daughters, it means he's going to have a nice garden and happiness. Haroa Beitzim Machalom. We just don't know what this means. Haroa Beitzim Machalom. If anyone sees eggs in their dream, Tluya Bakashaso. Whatever he asked Makarish Baruch Hu was now hanging. It's not guaranteed that it was accepted yet. It's in abeyance. Nishtabru, I guess if they broke and the chick comes out, then Nasis Bakashaso. That means Makarish Baruch Hu accepted his Bakasha. The same thing with the gozim, with nuts, shuim, and gourds. The cholklis, the chuchis, glass utensils. The chen chol hanishbarim ke'elu. Anything that's broke, that can break. If it's not broken, then it's taloi. If it breaks, that means, and so, I guess what's inside comes out, that means your bakashas were answered. Okay. Hanichnas lekrach. Someone enters the city in his dream. That's a siman. Then nasu lo chafotzav. That his ratzon has been accepted. Shenemar, the pasuk says something about those who go into the sea. El Michos Chefzam. So Michos Chefzam is that his Chafatzim got to him. Hamigalich Rosho Becholom. Someone who has his head shaved in a dream. Simin Yafalo. It's a good thing. A shaved head is a good thing. Rosho Vizikano, if they shave his head and his beard, Lo Gachomishbachta. That's good for him and his whole family. Maybe there's another. Was this one of the sources about having a beard or not having a beard? He's not having a beard in a dream. It's a good thing. Well, then again, having relations with your mother in a dream is also a good thing. So I think there's no riot. I don't think there's a riot. Okay. Hayoshev ba'areva kitana. Someone who's sitting in a small boat. Shem tov yotzei lo. A good name will go forth from him. Ba'areva gedola. If he's in a large boat. Lo l'chomish b'achto. He and his family are going to have a shem tov. Bahani mili b'demadle dalui. That's only if it's, the boat's not sinking. The boat is going on the sea, that means you get a good name. Hanifne b'chalom, someone who goes to the bathroom, leaves himself in a dream. Simen yafilo, that's a good sign for him. Shenemar, mihir soa lihi faseach. And the pasuk continues, v'lo yomas. So it comes out, you're not going to die. Bahani miliyu de lo kinach, and that's so long as he doesn't get dirty. Ha'oleg legag b'chalom, someone who goes up onto a roof in a dream. Oleg legdulo, he's going to be brought to great levels. Yorad, if he went down from the roof, Yorim Glosser is going to be taken down. They knew the answer to the dreams, but if they go, once you go up for a roof, that's good, and that's it. Akori begada b'chalav, someone who tears his clothing in his dream. Korin lo gzardino, that means they're going to rip up his gzardin. So hopefully last night we all had a dream that we were ripping clothing. Ha'omed arum b'chalom, someone who's standing naked in a dream. If he's b'vavel, if he lives in Bavel, or he sees himself naked in Bavel, that's Omei Belochei. That means he's standing without sin. Be'eretz Yisrael, that means Arum Belo Mitzvah. So it's the opposite. It's no good. That means he's naked without mitzvahs. I don't know what the difference is. Rashi says on top on the left column, because L'tchi B'chutzel Aretz Ein Lo Zechuyos Ela Avon Yesh B'Shivasa. So Zed Omei Arum Belo Osam Arno. So in Eretz, when you're living outside of Eretz Yisrael, all you have is Averus. So if you're naked, that means you're naked from the Averus. That's a good thing. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you only have his mitzvahs. So if you're naked, you're naked from the mitzvahs. That's his right. That's what they live. Well, no, it's not a shaila. It's not really a question. Right. Hanitpas l'sar diot. Someone who that the minister or the governor captures him, right, in his dream. Shmir nasislo. That means he's going to be protected. This nanu b'kolar. If they tie him up with iron chains, hosifalo shmir al shimarasa. That means he's going to be. I think all these things that we said before, it's as the interpretation, that is what's going to happen. So all these things, I think you can interpret them in bad ways, but if you interpret these in good ways, then you give these interpretations, that means it's going to be a good interpretation. This Na'uba Kola, so he's now in iron change, that means he's going to have extra shmira. But Hanimiba Kola, that's only if he's in his chains. Aval Chavla Ba'alma, if he's just in ropes, lo, that's not a good shmira, and therefore maybe he's not going to have a good shmira in his life as well. Hanichnas l'agam, guy walks into a swamp, I think it is. Nas a Rosh Hashiva, he's going to become a Rosh Hashiva because the agam has big reeds and small reeds, everything's close to each other. That means he's going to be teaching Torah to all different types of people. But liyar, if he walks into a forest, he just has tall trees. Nas a Rosh of Nikala, he's going to be teaching the Talmidim, the Talmidei of the Ra. He's going to be the guy who gives the Chazarish here. It's the guy who means the Nikala. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Shua, Chazu Chalma. They both had dreams. Rav Papa, Da'ayla Agma. Rav Papa went into the swamp. Nasa Rosh Hashiva. He became Rosh Hashiva. Rav Huna, Rav Shua, Da'ayla Yar. His dream. He went into a forest. Nasa Rosh Bnei Kala. He became the gave a Chazarosh here. Ikeda Armi Tarvayla Agma Aliyah. And some say no. The dream was that both went into the swamp. Ela Rav Papa, Tali Tavla. Like around his neck was some sort of bell. So he became Rosh Hashiva, because the bell rings, everyone can hear it. Right? Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Delo Tali Tavla, Nasa Rosh Lekal. Not everyone hears him, just, you know, the people went to the top shear, and they're the ones who hear him. Amar Ravashi, Anna Ailelis Le'agma. I had a dream that I went into the Agam, Utalai Tavla, and there was a Pa'amon on my, and there was a bell on my neck, V'nachi Banavuchi. And I think he became great. All right? Tane Tane Kamei, Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Okay, someone said in front of Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Hamakiz Dam B'chalom. Someone who's being bloodlet in a dream, that means Avonosam L'chulim Lo, all his sins come out, sins are red, that makes sense. Sins are red, the blood is red, the blood's coming out, the sins are coming out from you. V'hatanya Avonos Sidurim Lo. Didn't we say that male, the other, it means that Avonos Sidurim Lo, they're all lined up on you. There's my Sidurim, Sidurim L'meichal. They're all lined up to be forgiven. Tana Tamei, Tana Kamei, Dir Rav Sheshes. So this one Chacham said for Rav Sheshes, Haro and Nachash B'chalom, you see a snake in your dream. That means just like the snake always has the food available to him, which we've learned in the past is not really a bracha, that means he's detached from Hashem, but that he has parnasas all right in front of him, so if you see a snake in your dream, you're going to have your parnasa. Right, the curse that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the snake was that you could always have the food in front of you. So what's the big curse of it? What's the curse? If you always have food, what's the curse? The curse is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're on your own. I don't need to hear from you. Everything you need is right in front of you. You don't have to dive into me. You have no relationship with me. That's the curse. I guess if the snake bites you, you're going to have double parnasa. Harago, if you kill the nachash of the parnasa, so if you kill the snake in your dream, then you're going to lose your parnasa. No. If you kill the snake, then you're going to have double parnasa. The lohi, but that's not true, because if you kill the snake, it's not a good thing, right? Because Rav Sheshes, who the chazach chivya b'chalom of the katlay, Rav Sheshes himself saw a snake in his dream, and he killed it, and Rav Sheshes was the one who said, so he knows what happened. I guess it happened to him, because he was the one who said other parnos also. If you kill the snake, Tana Tanaka made Rabbi Yochanan kol mine mashkin yafal chalom. If you see any drinks or liquids in a dream, that's a siman tov. Chutz min ayayin, except for the wine. Because wine, yesho say a little bit tovlo. Some, if you drink wine in a dream, sometimes it's good. Yesho say v'ralo. Sometimes it's not good. Yesho say a tovlo. How you know if it's good? Sometimes it's good. Shenemar b'yayin yismach l'vavenosh. Yayin makes you happy. Gives you simcha. Yesho say v'huralo. Shenemar tenu secha la'obed v'yayin l'mari nefesh. You give wine to the bitter people. So maybe drinking wine is not good in a dream. Amalei Rav Yochanan l'tan. Rav Yochanan says to this tano with holding this brisa. Shini, you should say no. The tamid chacham la'om tovlo. For Tamil Chacham, if he sees wine, it's always good for him. Shenemar, the pasuk says regarding Torah, there's a pasuk in the Mishnah regarding Torah. L'chul achamu b'lachmi v'shesu yayim masachasin. So drinking Torah is compared to wine. Learning Torah is compared to drinking wine. Tamil Chacham sees wine, it's a good thing. Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, Hishkim. We saw this actually yesterday. If you wake up in the morning, v'nafu pasuk tov piv, harayz nevuah katan. If you wake up in the morning, the first thing to your mouth is some sort of pasuk. That's a small semblance of nevuah. Figure out what it means, and we'll have a. Have a nevuah. Tana Rabbanan. Shlosha, this is a little bit out of dreams now, but these are also Ramazim. Shlosha, only it's his dreams. Tana Rabbanan. Shlosha Malachim Hain. There are three kings when it comes to dreams. Roa David Chalom. If you see David in your dream, again, I don't know how you know what David looks like. But Haro, maybe you have one of those Uspizian charts that has the picture of everybody on them. Haroe David Bachalom Yitzapela Chasidus. Get the mala of being a chasid. Shlomo Yitzapela Chacham. Shlomo, you can become a chacham. Achav, Yidag Mina Purano. So you should, Purano is going to happen to you because a lot of bad things happened to Achav. He also did a lot of bad things, but Achav is a king that Purano occurred. Shloshim Nevi'im Him. You have three Nevi'im when it comes to the Chalomos. There's something wrong with the Girsa here. Everyone says that because we're about to list four things. We say Shlosha, one of them is Sefer Melachim. So that's the issue, right? Sefer Melachim has a lot of Nevi'im in it. But okay, let's just read the gear so we have here. Haro Sefer Melachim Itzapel Gedula. You should have Gedula because in Sefer Melachim he talks about Melachim, who have a lot of, who are, high level people. Yecheskel, you see Yecheskel Itzapel Chachma. Yeshayahu Yitzapel and Achama, Yirmiyahu Yidak Mir Peranos. You see there four. I'm not sure what the gears is. So everyone takes out what? Which one are you taking out? Shlosha Ksuvim Gdolim Haim. There are three large books of Ksuvim. Haro Sefer Tehillim, see Sefer Tehillim in a dream, Yitzapel Chasidus, you'll wait to become a Chasid. Mishle Yitzapel Chachma, and Eov, Yidak Mir Peranos. Eov, bad things happen to Eov. Shlosha Ksuvim Katanim Haim. There's three small books in Ksuvim. Regarding dreams, Harosh Yer Shir Mechalom, Si Shir Shir Mitzav LeChasidus, Koheles Mitzav LeChachma, and Kinos Yidag Mipronos. But Haroah Megillas Esther, if you see Megillas Esther in your dream, Nes Nasilo, a miracle will happen to you, because a lot of miracles happen to Esther. Again, emphasizing the fact that Esther was all Yad Hashem. His sister Gemara is pounding that home. Shlosha Chachamim Heim. There are three Chachamim when it comes to dreams. Haroah Rabbi Bechalom, if you see Rabbi in a dream, Mitzav LeChachma, because Rabbi was a Chacham Gadol. Yisiv Rav Lazar ben Azariah, Yitzapel Ashiras, because he was very wealthy. I mean, Rebbe was also very wealthy, but I guess Rav Lazar ben Azariah was also wealthy. I don't know why Rebbe's Chachma and not Ashiras. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, if you see Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha in a dream, Yidag Min Peranos, because I was read yesterday in Alaska, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was brutally murdered as one of the Sari Haruge Malchus. You're right, he was the one whose face was peeled off because he was so good-looking, and the daughter of the Tazer wanted to keep him alive. And he said, "I'll just peel off his face, so you can have his looks. You can see what he looks like." He was one of the first two that was killed. Shlosha Talmidei Chachamim. There are three Talmidei Chachamim. Heim Legabe Chalomos. Haro Ben Azai. These are different. It's interesting. We said Shlosha Chachamim, and these are Talmidei Chachamim. I don't know what the difference is. Haro Ben Azai B'Chalom Mitzapel Chasidus. If you see Ben Zoma Mitzapel Chachma, Acher. You see Elisha Ben Avua Yidag Min Peranos. So. Elisha ben Avua is still listed amongst the Talmidei Chacham, which is interesting. And the other two, Ben Azai and Ben Zomai, are not Rav. They don't have these two don't have smicha. So I'm wondering what's going on with this, because just before we just said Haroa Chachamim, and these are Talmidei Chachamim. So I'm not sure what the difference is. Yeah, he brings down here from the Marsha that the Chachamim had smicha, but the ones listed here do not. They're Talmidei Chachamim. They don't have smicha. I don't know how that works, what goes in with the Elisha ben Avua being in there also, though. Okay. What? I thought so. He gets three from Rabbi Yeshua? I'm not sure. And he was, they won, and these, were these guys Nichnas the Pardes? Were these the three of the four that went into the Pardes? They were the group. The fourth in the group was Rabbi Kiva. What was the fourth? I think it was this fourth. No, but Zoe and Azai, Elisha ben Avua, and Rabbi Kiva. Uh-huh. If that's the case, then we have another question, because we're missing Rabbi Kiva in this grouping. Kol minei chayis yafal lecholam. All types of animals you see in a dream are siman tov, chutz min apil yakof, except for the peel and the kof, which we saw before. Again, these if they're not, the peel if it's not saddled, the hakipod, and the kipod. I think kipod in modern Hebrew means a porcupine, but I don't know what it means in the Hebrew here, what kipod is. It's something they say here. Rashi is some sort of similar to a monkey with a long tail. Baboon.
Like a
martin. So martin is
similar to a monkey.
Martin calls it a martina. So what's a martin?
Similar to a monkey.
Right. Well, okay. Great. I'm a mar, but didn't that you have nisim happen to you? Well, kasha had the masari, had the lomasari. Depending whether it is saddled or not. If it's saddled, it's good. If it's not saddled, it is no good. All types of metals are we see in a dream are good simon. Chutz mimar, pesel, v'kardom. I don't know what these are. You have the mar, maybe Arts will translate it. The mar, the pesel, and the kardom, some sort of axe. Bahanimili de chazinu bikasayu. That's if you read these things with their handle. Then if you don't see with their handle, I guess then they're good for you. I don't know. Kol minei peiros yafin lecholam. All types of fruits you see in a dream are good. Chutz mipagei tamer, except for unripe dates. Kol minei yirakos yafin lecholam. All types of vegetables are good if you see in a dream. Chutz mirashei lefasos. This means the heads of turnips, right? V'hama Rav lo iatre ad dechaza roshei lefatos. Didn't Rav say that I did not become wealthy until I saw heads of turnips in my dream? So heads of turnips are a good thing. So the Gemara says ki chaza b'chanayu chaza. When Rav saw it, he saw them still in their stalks connected to the ground. That's why they're simon yafa. But if you just see the heads that are separated at the talush, that is not a good simon. Kol minei tzivonim. Any type of colors you see in the dream is yafin l'cholim. Chutz minat tcheles, except for tcheles, which I thought was blue, but Rashi says yarok, right? So it maybe means green. I don't know. Except for tcheles, that is not a siman tov. Kol minei ofos yafin l'cholim. All types of birds in a dream are good. Chutz min hakarya, vet kipopa, ukur vikur parai. Whatever these are, these types of birds, the owls, because they say they're domed to, they look like the humans, so maybe the owls. Okay. So all three of these are animals. Okay. Simen haguf mayan mashivim archivin simen. Okay. Shlosha, three things nichnasim haguf go into the body. The ain haguf nenamihen, but the guf does not have any benefit from them. Good gidanios, which I think means cherries. Kafnios, some sort of bad dates, upage tamaria, and tamarim that are not totally ripe. Shlosha ein nechnasim aguf, aguf nenemem. The three things that do not enter the body, but the guf still gets hanah from them. The elohim, and these are rechitza, washing, sicha, anointing, the tashmish, and having relations. Shlosha mein olam haba. Three things are compared to olam haba. The elohim, and what are they? Shabbos, can relate to that. Shemesh, a warm sun, the tashmish. So much as tashmish to mind, what type of tashmish are we talking about? Talking about having, you know, sexual relations, that tires you out. That's not mein olam haba. Ella tashmish nikavim. That's someone who relieves himself. That is mein olam haba. Shlosha meishivin daito shel adam. Three things, I guess. Someone who's worried, these three things appease him. The Elohim, kol, nice voice, nice music, mare, something very pretty, vireach, and a nice smell. Shlosha marchivin daito the adam. Someone is already at rest. This gives him even more at rest. The Elohim, Dira Na, he has a nice house. Isha Na, a nice woman. The Chelim Na, he has nice possessions. Okay, we see the guy's wealthy. He feels, and we say Marbed Nachasim, Marbed Aga, but here I guess say something else. Okay. Again, another Simon. Chamisha Vashisha Asara. Simon. Chamisha. There are five things. Echad Mishishim. There are five things that have 1/60th of something else in them. Why 1/60th? Because 1/60th is a level of Vittel, I guess. I'm not sure what the. Why not 1/80th? Why 1/60th? The only thing I know about 1/60th is a bittul level. Not sure what that how that plays in. But anyway, the Elohim, these are them. Eish, fire, dvash, honey, Shabbos, shein, asleep, l'chalom, and a dream. Eish is echa mishishim l'gehenim. Eish has 1/60th of gehenim. Dvash, echa mishishim l'man, has 1/60th of the month that we got in the Midbar. Shabbos is echa mishishim l'olam haba, has 1/60th of olam haba. Sheina Echam Mishishim L'Misa. Sheina is 1/60th Misa. Chalom is 1/60th L'Nevuah. Shisha Dvarim Simen Yafel L'Chola. There are three things that are a good sign for L'Chola. The Elohim, and they are, and help me translate them. Itush Zeya Shilshul Kri Vishena V'Chalom. So what's Itush?
Itush is sneezing.
Sneezing? Oh, okay. Sneezing, sweat, diarrhea, carry, sleep in a dream. Itush. I got it. Wonderful. Itush dichsev, because it says by the Leviathan, atishosav tahel or. Okay, so any sneeze gets light. Okay, so that's good for a sick person. Zeya dichsev bezeis apecha tochalechem. You'll sweat, but you'll eat. So that means he's gonna eat. He's gonna get better. Shoshol dichsev mihart soa lipase. If the soa comes out quickly, you're not gonna die. Kri dixiv yira zero yaruch yomim. I think that talks about actually seeing offspring. But okay, sheina dixiv yashanti azenuachli. I sleep and I'm at rest. Chalom dixiv atichalmeni vehachayeni. I have a dream, then I'll live. Okay, shisha dvarim marpim esachol mecholya v'rufuas v'rufua. Six things will heal a chola and a real rufua. The Elohim, keruf, some sort of lettuce. Seradin, the season innovation, the keva, the heres, which I think is the womb of an animal, the yoseres hakaved. Wow, the fats. All right, the yesh omer abdagi katani. What do these all mean? Karuv is lettuce, beets, season, dry what? Dry pennyroyal, keva. Is a stomach. Vaharis, I think, is the rechem, is the uterus. The yoseris hakaved. That's the diaphragm right there. Right, the yoserim abdakatanim, even some sort of sardines is good. Below odel shadakatanim, my friend, my marbic, kogu, small fish are good for pruriorivia. Asar devarim machzirin asachol lechalio. 10 things bring the sick guy back to being a sickness, and chalio kasha, and it becomes even more sick. The elohein, it gets a big relapse. Ochel basar shor, eat ox meat. Basar shamein, fat meat. Basar tzli, roasted meat. Basar tziporim, meat of the birds. Beitz tzluya, roasted egg. V'tiglachas, if he's shaved. V'shichalayim. There's some sort of vegetable, dry vegetable. I don't know. Shichalay, what does it call it? Crest? I don't know what that is either. V'hechalav, chalav, milk. V'hamerchats, getting washing up in the bathhouse. That I understand. There's probably lots of germs there. That's probably. Okay. V'yesh omrim ap egozim. Some say nuts. V'yesh omrim ap kishum. Some say gourds. Okay. Tani the Rabbi Shmuel. I learned this brisa in the Beis Midrash Rabbi Shmuel. Lama nikra shimon kishuim. Why are these things called kishuim? If neishen kashim laguf kecherobos. They're hard for the body like swords. They're bad for the body like swords. Ani, is it really true that kishuim are bad for the body? Valksiv. The pasuk says by Rivka, when she was in Bitsar when she was pregnant and she went to the Beis Midrash of shame to ask what's going to be. And by Yomer Hashem lo shnei goyim bivitneich. Yaakov and Esav are in your body, right? And the drasha of the Gemara was al tikri goyim, which means nations, ela Geyim, which means wonderful, large, important people. Vamar Yehuda Amarav, Geyim are Antoninus, who came from Esav, and Rebbe, who comes from Yaakov. Shalo Pasach Mishulchonam, that they always had a set table filled of snow and of rashes, chazeres, of beets, of horseradish. Velo Kishuim, and they always had gourds. So you always had gourds on their tables, which means it's a good thing. So why are you telling me gourds are a bad thing? You're saying that gourds are a good thing? So obviously, there are going to be two different types of gourds. Lo Kasha. Ha v'ravavi, ha v'zutri. If they are big ones, that's bad for the body. If they're smaller ones, that is good for the body. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. If you see your dream, meis b'bayis. You see a dead person in your bayis, shalom b'bayis. That means there's going to be peace in your house. Achav v'shas b'bayis. If this mace gets up and eats and drinks in your house, simen yafal b'bayis, it's a good sign for the house. Not tokelim b'bayis, but if he takes things with him, simen rol b'bayis. That means he's taking something with him. That means something bad is going to happen. Tagim rapapa. Bin misana v'sandala. It's talking about shoes and sandals. If he takes shoes and sandals out from the house, that's not a good thing. Okay? Kol d'shakil shichva ma'alye. Anything that the mace takes in a dream is a good thing. Bar misana v'sandala, except for the shoes. If he takes those in the dream, that's a simen ra. The kol d'yar is shichva ma'alye. Everything that the mace puts down in a dream is good. Bar me'afra v'chardala. If he puts down mustard seeds or dust, because then you are going back to the dust, you are, you know, going to be joining him. You're going to be pitching tomorrow, basically. So that's what you're going to be doing. Okay. Makom shenekra. Right, back to the Mishnah, outside of dreams. Someone sees Makom shenekra mimeno avos pilulim. You're supposed to say Baruch Sha'akra Vodazara me'artenu. Tana Rabbanan. Haroe Markolius. If you see that Vodazara is called Markolius. Rashi's Atosa says not necessarily Markolius, any Vodazara, which happens to be in their times. That was the Vodazara that was there. Haroe Markolius, even if it's not taken down. So you say Omer Baruch Shanasan Erech Apayim La'orei Ritzono. Blessed be Hashem, who has lots of patience for those who violate His will. Makom shenekra mimenu avodas chachamim. See a place where avodas zara was uprooted. Omer brukshu akar akum yartenu. Ukeshev shenekra makom zeh. Kein takir mikom kamos yisrael. So we uprooted everywhere. Vashev leiv avodeihem l'avodecha. You should daven that the posha yisrael should be to have tshuva. Ve'u bechutz laretz. If you see a makom of avodas zara that was uprooted in chutz laretz, ein tzorech lomar vashev leiv avodeihem l'avodecha. You don't have to say that. Because most people there are over Zara, don't daven for the post Yisrael. Those are goyim to begin with. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Af Chutz La'aretz Soch Lomer Kain. Even the Chutz La'aretz, you have to say that. Mishei Shatidim Liz Gayer. It's interesting. In the future, all over the Chachamim are going to become Geirim. Shneimar Az Epoch Al Amim Safa Brua Likro Kula Mashem Hashem. But I thought we don't take Geirim as Moshe Mashiach, right? Because they're only coming because of, you know, the Gilui Shlima. I don't know what that means here. Okay. Right? Oh, he brings it down here. No? Right, so he brings it down to Avodah Zarah. He says that the blood says they're not really going to become Gerim, but they're going to be Choser May Avodah Zarah. But they're still going to have other Avodahs. I don't know what they just say, that they're just going to leave their Avodah Zarah and they're going to believe in Hashem, but they'll still be going, because not everyone's going to be Jewish. Okay. Now, Darash Rav Hamnuna. Now we'll talk. Rav Hamnuna had a Drasha. Haroeh Bavel Harisha. If you see the runes of the evil Bavel, Sarech Levarich Chamesh Brachas. I actually saw, I remember seeing on Vassas Nais or Yeshiva World when there was a Prum chaplain when they invaded Iraq, and he saw the runes. So he had a Shiloh whether he has to make these brachas. I don't know what the answer was, but the question was more interesting. But, He went into Iraq and he saw all the ruins over there. Does he have to make these brachos? Sarach levar chamesh brachos. Ra'a Bavel, if he actually sees Bavel, Omer Baruch Shehechriv b'chol harisha, blessed be Hashem who destroyed this evil. Ra'a Besos of Nebuchadnezzar, if he sees the house of Nebuchadnezzar, he must have had a besorah what the house was. Omer Baruch Shehechriv Besos of Nebuchadnezzar harasha. Ra'a Gush el Arios, if he saw the lion's den that Daniel was thrown into. O Kivshan Eish that Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah were thrown into. Omer, he says, Baruch she'asa nisim la'avoseinu b'makom hazeh. Blessed be Hashem who did miracles in this place. Ra'a Markolis, he's Avodah Zarah. He says, as we said before, Baruch Shalasan Erchapayim Orbi Ritzono. He had patience for those who violate his will. Ra'a makom shenot nimeno afar. If he sees a place of where they took the dirt, the sand from, apparently animals wouldn't leave there unless they put dirt on it. It was some sort of simon. Omer Baruch Omer Ve'ose Gozer Rekayim. I guess it was some. If he took the dust of Bavel, Rashi says, look at Rashi, he says, makom yesh b'Bavel, she'ein behem ha'yotz misham, him ein nox me'leo afar me'afar ha'makom. The simon hashmeid umikalalesa shal Bavel, the symbol of the destruction and the cursing of Bavel. Ubi yisod me'harav Yitzhak ra'ishi, she'nos nemisham afar letit, he used it for some sort of met, levinyane ha'makom, v'sov sov also makom ein bo yishov v'lo zerev lo netiyah. The place will have no yishi, I don't know. What it means, they used to take the sand from over there. All right, Rabbah, you have a chazi chamrei de shakla afra. When he saw these donkeys that had this afar from that place, tarfluhu yada gabayu, he put his hand on their back. Va'amar rihutu tzadikim lemeber rus demachra. Run the tzadikim to do the will of your creator. Okay? Where should we go to? Do a little more. Mar v'rei deravina k'habi matei lebava. When they got to Bavel, habi shakel afra b'sudari b'shadi lebra. They would take the afra, I guess, from their shoe, and they would throw it out. L'kayim ashenema v'titasiya v'matei hashmeid. I don't know what this means. That I would take it out. I don't know. Amar v'ashi ana hadar Rav Hanuna lo shmili. I never heard this from Rav Hanuna. Elam midaiti brachtin l'kulov. My das atzme used to make the chamesh brachos when I saw the ruins of Bavel. Amar Rav Yirmiya ben Elazar, niskala Bavel. I guess these are. Now we're talking about Bavel. Niskala Bavel is curse. Niskala l'shchena, and so too its neighbors, because I guess all the Russia, all the shchena. So Iraq should be cursed. Iran should be cursed. Niskala Shomron, if the Shomron is cursed, nisbarchu l'shchena. Then it'll be good. Why? Because Niskala Bavel Niskala Shreina, we learn from Pasuk Ksiva Samtiya Limorash Kipod Agme Mayim. That when Bavel, like it's in Yeshayahu, Bavel is going to be destroyed, and it's going to be coming to Agme Mayim. And I guess I don't know why that shows that it's going to be bad for its neighbors. Rashi says Kaos v'Kipod Chayos v'Ofus Ra'im Mazikim Es Hashreinim. They're going to so those bad things are going those Persians come in and also going to be bad for their neighbors. This kaklo shomron, if shomron is cursed, this baruchu shkeinah, we learned that from it says the samti shomron li'i hasedeh lemata'ei charem. The navi, this is in Micha, has a nevuah that shomron is going to be destroyed and it's going to be filled with stones. And there's no yeshuv there. They're just going to plant kronim, vineyards over there, and people are going to be nene from it. So it's a mahli for shomron that even though it's going to be destroyed, it won't be destruction for its neighbors. It'll be good for its neighbors. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.